Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Biden says he will limit more shipments of military weapons to Israel if Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu carries out a major military operation in Rafah. That's where more than a million Palestinians have sought refuge from the fighting between Israel and Hamas. One shipment of weapons to Israel was paused by the White House last week over concerns they might be used in Rafah in southern Gaza. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports on Biden's latest comments.
In an interview with CNN, Biden admitted that bombs that the U.S. had provided to Israel had been used to kill civilians in Gaza. Last week, the U.S. paused a shipment of more than 3,000 bombs to Israel because of concerns they could be used in Rafah.
Civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers.
Israeli strikes have killed more than 34,000 Palestinian civilians since the war began, according to Gaza's Ministry of Health. The president has been facing mounting pressure, including from those in his own party, to condition aid as Israel continues to wage its war in Gaza. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
Lawmakers in the House have blocked an effort by Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia to try to oust Speaker Mike Johnson. They voted 359-43 to table her motion to remove Johnson from his leadership post. Greene moved forward with her effort after Johnson cleared the way for the House to approve $95 billion in foreign aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Greene is among conservative Republicans who want Congress to stop sending money to Kyiv to fight off Russia's invasion. Adult film actor Stormy Daniels is expected to be back on the witness stand today in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York. On Tuesday, Daniels detailed her alleged sexual encounter with Trump in 2006, a decade before the 2016 election. Trump denies the affair. He's pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records, which prosecutors say was done to conceal money being paid to Daniels as part of a non-disclosure agreement. Strong storms and suspected tornadoes are being blamed for two deaths in Tennessee. Cynthia Abrams with member station WPLN at Nashville says storm damage is being reported in many parts of the state.
North of Nashville, creeks spilled onto roadways and dangerous flash flooding required some water rescues. South of Nashville, a tornado caused damage to multiple homes and buildings. Power outages were widespread throughout the region, with, at one point, more than 40,000 customers left without power and school closures across four counties. For NPR News, I'm Cynthia Abrams in Nashville.
This is NPR News. In Texas, the police chief in Houston has resigned amid an investigation into years of cases being dropped by his department. Lucio Vasquez with Houston Public Media has more.
Troy Finner's sudden retirement comes during an internal investigation into how the department managed to shelve more than 260,000 unreviewed incident reports. That includes more than 4,000 sexual assault cases. The investigation wrapped up about a week ago, but was reopened just days later after new information came to light, including an email that's called into question just how much Finner knew of the dropped cases. Here's Houston Mayor John Whitmire.
Chief Finner chose to retire. I accepted it, and it was not easy.
An executive assistant chief will now serve as the department's acting chief. For NPR News, I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
A judge in Indiana is pushing back the trial of a man charged with killing two teenage girls in 2017. The trial of Richard Allen was supposed to begin next week. It's now being moved to October after defense attorneys asked for more time to prepare their case. Allen was arrested in 2022 in the slayings of the girls ages 13 and 14. A music producer and engineer known for his work with groups such as Nirvana, the Pixies, and the Breeders has died of a heart attack. Steve Albini was 61 years old. The alternative rock pioneer was an outspoken critic of the music industry. Wall Street is coming off a mixed day for stocks. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.